We're on the Canadian Ag Innovations Tour this week. We're in Calgary, and we are going to visit with Karen Schuett, who is the co-founder of Livestock Water Recycling, which is based here in Calgary, right, Karen?
Yes, we are based here. We do a bunch of work across 7 states, but we manufacture all the equipment in Calgary.
So I know our listeners have heard some about your program here, but talk about again about basically what you do, your elevator speech, so to speak.
Okay. What we do is we are on a mission to end lagoon storage of manure liquids. We have an excellent technology system that we install on farm, and it removes fertilizers, two segregated fertilizers, phosphorus on the solids, and that removes over 90% of the phosphorus from the liquid stream. And the other fertilizer is a liquid containing all of your ammonium and potassium. Those are available for precision application. And then we result with 70% clean water out of the system. So it recovers all of that as a valuable water source for your facility.
And you said you're marketing in the States, of course, and Canada?
Mm-hmm. We have an excellent value proposition in the U.S. Based on the expense of manure management, the movement of manure, using it on land, moving it with manure spreaders. We can save people a lot of cost on their manure spreading, and we can also create value for them in that fertilizer.
Dairy and hogs, right?
Yes, dairy, hog, and anaerobic digesters. We also have sites that have mixed waste that are feeding into a digester, and we treat that digestate as well.
Well, how's business been? Are you seeing good growth?
We're seeing some really interesting growth. We've been trying to help the dairy industry. I know they've had a downturn right now, and we're trying to create a value proposition that saves them money so it can kind of get them into the black and reduce their expenses. We don't want to do anything that affects their bottom line whatsoever. So if we can recover anything for them out of that wasted manure lagoon, then that's what we're working on. In the hog industry, of course, they had a lot of problems in North Carolina with the breaches, and we're just really trying to help figure out a better solution for that so that it, can create some value and not cost them a ton of money.